All right, let's finish up with these Sacramento DJ fangs.
Okay.
And then we can put this away for a while. Here we go. The next cut, number five.
Who is this, Jennifer?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's the situation about Justin Timberlake tonight?
I don't want to.
Oh, this is the dead woman.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess they have them in another room or something drinking the water.
Yeah.
The Wii.
You do want the Wii.
I was tempted. I was really, really tempted, and everyone's going to hate me forever.
I got a pair of tickets, lower level, Justin Timberlake, 2007 Future Sex Love Show Live, Arco Arena, tonight, and I will throw them away if you do not want to take them, or Lucy.
Maybe somebody she killed herself over Justin Timberlake tickets.
I think it was for the Wii right. unit, and then this was a consolation prize.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
What's worse?
Yeah, I was going to say. You know,
yeah.
6-1, half dozen the other.
I know.
Hey.
We're not, trust me, we're not going to throw them away.
I'm going to have to say, God, this really sucks. No deal.
No deal. No deal.
God, there is that stupid morning zoo.
Yeah.
No, no deal. No deal. No deal. No deal, baby.
30 people in the studio.
Here's the next one.
Hello.
Jennifer, I heard that it's not you're not doing too well.
My head hurts.
Aww.
They keep telling me that it's the water, that it'll tell my head to hurt and then it'll make me puke, but
who told you that? The intern?
Yeah.
That's one of those over there.
It hurts, but it makes you feel lightheaded, so I'm not sure if I'm just like.
This is what it feels like when you're drowning. There's a lot of water
drowning.
Inside of you.
Oh, it hurts.
This is like deep blue sea.
So, we want to get you out of your misery.
Drowning.
We
All
would
right.
like to offer you again, one more time.
And the last time.
The last time we're going
to
offer.
Oh, so this is nice. As she's marching towards her death, I understand they're offering her Justin Timberlake tickets to what? To drop out?
To drop out of the contest.
Right.
Yeah.
You this Justin Timberlake tickets for tonight,
lower level,
because it seems like Lucy has a big bladder and she's not going anywhere.
You know, they laughed at me for turning them down the first time, so I'm not gonna turn them down again. I'll take them.
Oh!
So she took the consolation prize.
God wow. damn it, she missed the concert then.
That's surreal,
and the game
surreal,
and life.
She missed the concert.
Wow,
how's she gonna get that back?
Man, oh, man.
To help you. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she looks sick. Jennifer, you look oh, my gosh, look at her belly. Are you pregnant?
No, she said it looks like her belly like when she was pregnant. Look, it's totally sticking out.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that belly.
That is so funny.
That's full of water. You ready
to? She's probably 3 months pregnant.
Come on over.
She's a mother of three.
I know. She's a little tiny thing, too. That's so funny.
Come on over, Jennifer. Are you okay? You want to lay down? What do you?
She can't even walk.
You going to pass out right now? Too much water?
God, those poor schmucks.
And they do sound like schmucks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. This is Dave from Sacramento. How are you?
Hi there, Dave.
Hey, I was watching a show last night with the civil lawyers on this issue, and they explained the difference between the way the waiver would take effect and it wouldn't. And I'll try not to be a total idiot when I explain this. But they explained that the waiver would take effect if there was no logical, dangerous outcome to the activity. And to use what you said earlier, Don, if they're putting their hands on a car, there's no obvious dangerous outcome from that. Whereas drinking water, there's a proven, obvious, dangerous outcome.
Let me stop you for 1 second, because I know what you're saying is true. That is why, even for the most innocuous contest, you have the waiver that says, like we do, no matter what it is. I mean, if you come down to play blackjack on the air with us, you have to sign a form that says if you die, it's your fault. What?
He covered that. He covered that. And what he said was, even if they sign that, it won't hold in court if there is an absolute dangerous outcome. See, playing blackjack, let's say one of the contestants in the – this is the example he used. If one of the contestants got upset that they didn't win, pulled out a gun and shot the other contestant, well, that's an outcome that could not be foreseen. So the radio station's off the hook. But if there's an it's like saying run into this knife, and if you run.
Oh,
into
I think I understand what
waiver.
You're saying. I think I just got it.
Lawyer said they
all right, you're making my brain hurt.
All right, yeah, me too.
I think
this
I
is
I
like really meeting with the lawyers, isn't
yes,
it?
It really is.
That guy about halfway through, I started going la 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 Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. This is my mind. They're like, the modern Stone Age family.
In the most extreme way, it's like sending somebody out onto Rockville Pike and say, stand in front of a car there. Whoever stands the longest to play chicken, there's a logical outcome that somebody's going to get hit by a car there.
Right.
So even if they sign a waiver, it's not going to indemnify the radio station from that.
Okay, well, then it gets back to the point that the company is really responsible, that someone should have said, hey, this has some potential danger.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, this is Mike in Sacramento. This whole story is just, it's crazy.
Hey, hold on. I just had a thought. Hold on. I got to break in. My God. I love our station in Sacramento, KHTK, as everybody does. We're a very good affiliate. Big, long-time, 13-year affiliate.
Right.
Boy, oh, boy. Wouldn't it be great to be on FM?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to blow up that station, why not blow it up and make it like WDNM.
You're never one to miss an opportunity.
That's right.
Make it the Don and Mike station.
The Don and Mike station.
Hey, we've done plenty of bad. That's be the new motto. They've done plenty of bad stuff, but they've never killed anybody.
Yeah. That would. I think that slogan might work.
At least, not yet. Listen to tomorrow's episode.
That might be the way to do it.
Don and Mike, you've asked for it, and finally, Don and Mike are on FM.
What's that name of that guy out there? Our program director out there,
Mike Ramey.
Mike Ramey, been out there for a million years.
Right.
Make it happen, Mike.
Do it, Mike. We know you're a go-getter.
Make it happen.
You're a go-getting kind of guy.
And really, just run tapes of the show all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just when we're not on live, just run a continuous loop of that day's show.
Just our channel.
Yeah.
We've always dreamed of that.
That's the only way, really, to make it right for Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's the only way to save that station.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
Are you still there? Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that one playback that you just played where she said that it hurts, that on the newscast on Channel 10 last night, they said that was the last time that they talked to her, and 15 minutes later is when she passed away.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah, it was kind of, and then 20 minutes prior to that, an actual RN, a registered nurse, called in and told them that this lady is going to suffer from the water intoxication and they need to relax on this.
Right. And again, at that point...
Well, there's nobody... You know, one of the things the tape demonstrates, you can listen to it two ways. You can say, oh, my God, I can't believe they were saying that. I listen to that tape and I hear a room full of people that didn't even have a clue that there was this potential danger.
And that's why you have dicks like program directors who call during the commercials and say, hey, guys, listen, you know, maybe let's not take it in this total death mode. Like, you know, move it in a, and of course, as the DJ, you fight that back.
Right.
You get on the air and you say, hey, our program director thinks somebody's going to die. But at least in that case, somebody would have been aware of what went on, right?
Yeah, and listening to that one guy.
Or thinking about what could have happened, I guess is what
I'm
trying
to say. And listening
to
that one guy explain the legality of the waiver, it actually makes an awful lot of sense. And it's pretty easy to decipher. It also tells me that in the long run, I don't think that the disc jockeys, they can fire them for anything. They can fire the guys. They're probably not going to get jobs. It's going to be difficult for them.
Right.
But as far as the legality of this, civilly and for criminal charges, I mean, they were going along with the waiver that they had
the
in
company.
Hand that said, if we get these waivers signed, that's the policy of this radio station, that things are going to be okay.
If I was one of those DJs, man, I'd be having a press conference right now.
I would think so.
Saying, I am distraught that this person died, and I'll do everything that I can to help, and I'm not sleeping, but understand that, you know, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here, but Jesus Christ, my corporation knew what was going on.
Right. Yeah, I have a, you know, I'm a disc jockey. I don't have a medical degree. So, I mean, and it was obviously everybody in that room had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, okay. Hey, John, do we have that electric dog collar yet for tomorrow's show?
Not quite yet.
But we really are doing that, though. Just with ourselves.
With ourselves. Right. If we die.
Not with you guys.
If we die, you know, it'll be a wonderful story.
We're doing shock trivia tomorrow.
Shock jock.
We're going to have what?
You're shock jock.
Shock jock.
We're going to have a hunting collar around our neck used with hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we get a trivia question wrong, we'll be zapped.
Zapped good.
And you get to hear it. Maybe a... smell our flush burning through the radio.
Because on the Don and Mike Show, if it's good enough for dogs, it's good enough for us.
This won't affect my pacemaker, will it?
No waiver required.
Buzz, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I think that last guy that had called in, I don't think he had it correct. She drove home and died 5 hours after the show.
Five hours?
So it wasn't 15 minutes. It was 5 hours.
No, it wasn't. No. And if you listen to the audio, like one of the very last audio clips,
yeah.
She says, hey, do you want me to go back and drink some more water? And yeah. The DJs are going, no.
Do you think, does anybody speak to whether during that 5 hours, if she'd gotten any kind of medical attention, she could have been helped? Or is there a point of no return as far as that water? I mean, it sounds to me like maybe you get so much in you, you can't overcome it.
Me, no. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
I was also going to say, just in Northern California a couple years ago, there was a frat boy in Chico who died of the same thing.
Oh, honey, I read that online today. Wasn't it almost 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, but I think they just sentenced the kids like 6 months ago. So it was just in the news. It was in our part of the state.
They referenced it in the first cut. It's mm-hmm. sort of underneath, but yeah. He says, like that poor kid who, and then he sort of fades. But
and so I
they knew about it.
I don't
here I am trying to defend these guys, and now I'm seeing that. So they were aware of that?
I'd still defend them because they're stupid disc jockeys.
They're not medical doctors. They're not supposed to know this.
And when you're stupid disc jockeys, you do stupid things, and there has to be a boss that says, don't do stupid things.
Somebody should have stopped it. Yes,
right?
Before then.
Right, man, those are the good old days. God damn it.
Yes.
I mean, Mike, you and I can be proud.
Mm-hmm.
Before all of this FCC crap, we used to call people up and without put them on the air without their permission. For God's sakes, we slandered people. We yelled at people. We broke all kinds of FCC rules. We've been sued a million times. But did we ever kill anybody?
No, we did not.
No.
Not yet. Put that on a bumper sticker.
God.
The Don and Mike Show. They haven't killed anybody yet.
Yet.
Not that we wouldn't want to.
Well, actually, voluntarily on many occasions.
Sure. Hello, Don.
With
Mike
no
Show.
Waiver.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Listen, I don't think the DJ should have been fired at all. They didn't do anything wrong. I think the lawyer should be fired.
Well, that's a good place to start, sir.
Always.
All right.
Kill all the lawyers.
That was our lawyer calling.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
If you guys die tomorrow.
I want to thank Don Ephraim for calling in.
If we die tomorrow, what?
Can I have first dibs on taking over the show?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
It's yours.
We'll make it a contest.
I'm riding my bike down right now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll have a contest. You have to drink our bodily fluids, though.
after we're gone.
Be a contest to see who can drink the most.
I can drink the pus coming out of you.
Okay. Right.
Who will drink the most pus?
Ew.
We got a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Isaac Hayes.
All right.
Next on the show. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.